Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
And welcome back. You know, Brad always plays the best music. I love it for my show. And I think when we did Soccer Karma, he always played the music that's most appropriate for that. Now, I did promise a special guest today, and guess what? Our very own Lulu is in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, Lulu's birthday was in October, and she found out about all these free things. The one that Waida just mentioned about during your birthday month, you can have a free cableway ticket that takes you up and down the mountain, and you can use that benefit as a South African citizen with your SA ID. You get a free ticket that will take you up with the cable car and bring you back down, and you can use that during the month of your birthday. Now, last month was Lulu's birthday, and she managed to do some of these experiences. So, Lulu, firstly, how did you find out about this?
Shotgun. Honestly, shot. Okay, the Table Mountain, when the KC team was there, I found out about the birthday thing, but all the other stuff that I went to do in Cape Town, by you.
You know, I try and share this, and that's why I think we're bringing this to the show tonight, is because there's so many people that don't know that during your birthday month, you can have such special, special treats. So, the Table Mountain, you get a ticket up. You haven't done that yet.
I haven't done it.
But you did the Waterfront Ferris Wheel. Now, the Ferris Wheel is a big wheel. In the old days when we went to the merry-go-round or the fun fair, there was a big wheel. But the Ferris Wheel is quite bigger than that, and it takes you right up, and it gives you a bird's eye view of Cape Town, the waterfront, Robben Island, Table Mountain, and it's quite an experience. It was installed in 2010, just before the official World Cup. Initially, it was supposed to be there for a few months. They moved three locations from the time it was installed at the V&A waterfront. It's now across the main mall area of the waterfront, basically on the water's edge. It's an experience that it's as good as the experience being in the mountain and the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel is all over the world. It's part of the same company that's based in Switzerland that installs the Ferris wheels across the globe, and we're lucky to have one here. So Louise went up the Ferris wheel with her sister. How was that experience?
Firstly, I've seen the wheel, Ikiti Groot wheel. I've seen it for the last 1 year or 2 years, and I was telling myself always, one day is one day. But for me, it was like, it's too expensive to go up there. So when we got there, the service, firstly, that people's service is very top class, you know. I like the way they made you feel. They made me feel as if it's my birthday. The Sunday, we went on the Sunday, and the way they made me feel, it's like, it's my birthday today. But I was quite nervous because I'm scared of heights. And sitting in that thing, Nushat, for you that's listening, you don't even feel it, man. You just see you up in the sky, and you see all around. The view is incredible. It is you don't even feel like the wheel is going down. It's like you can even have like a tea time snack in there with your cool drinks and etc. in there. But it was Nushat. For you that's listening, I'm gonna go there when it's my birthday again next year.
It is an experience, and especially when you're right up there, they actually give you time. It doesn't go so fast, so you're allowed to actually get all the views. The views of the stadium must be epic.
And you can, if you feel like you want to get off, you can press the button and then you can get off again. You know, it's like if you're feeling scared or whatever the case may be, you can press the button, you can get off.
By the way, the cost for that ticket is 180 Rand. And on your birthday month, you get that for free.
I got it for free.
And then there's also the aquarium.
My first time. Guys, this was very special for me because I've never been to the aquarium, and it's like it's 250 or 250, I'm not sure. But I've never been there, and I also got that for free. So after the wheel, Nushat, I went to have a bite. We had a bite, and then also the free things that I could bite on, you know. And going to the aquarium, I actually kind of felt emotional to be there. You know, and I got it for free, just saying.
The aquarium is such a great experience, especially school groups go there for educational purposes. There's a whole marine conservation that is sort of explained so properly there. And I think the selection exhibits in terms of fish is amazing that they have there. And I think it's a must, especially at your birthday.
Not just fish. You see the movie, not Madagascar. What is that movie's name? Tipakavaina, or what is that quickie's name? But anyway,
the penguins,
and there's a variety of animals I saw on TV that I actually had the opportunity of seeing in the aquarium.
So while we're talking about the aquarium, I'm not sure what the price for that, but I'm sure it's at least 180 to 200 rand.
350 rand.
It's 350.
And in the afternoon, you get it like for 150. There's like from between three and seven in the afternoon. You get it for cheaper.
So, again, another saving on your birthday month. I hope you're diarizing this, making sure and making notes of this. That when it comes your birthday month, you can make use or get all of this. Just remember, it's for South African citizens only. You need a valid South African ID to claim a ticket when you want to get your ticket for these things. By the way, the Table Mountain Cableway for an adult is 430 Rand return. So that is free also on your birthday month, which is an excellent, excellent opportunity. And then you did a boat ride.
Oh, yes. I was actually the driver behind the I was driving the boat, you know. So for me, coming from Wellington, Ashad, doing all of that stuff, I literally just paid for the transport to get to Cape Town. And, okay, we bought something to eat as well. But for coming back, it still sits with me because me and my sister both win. And so when we got, that was extra special. When we got to the wheel, to the aquarium, and with the boat, they saw our teacher's sister's trip, and both, she's her birthday was in August. You know what happened? Just because she didn't know about it, she got the rides also for free. So
you can talk your way through.
Sliding.
Yeah, you see, you're teaching us. But, you know, now that you say you and your sister went on your own all the way from Paarl, I want to understand, how did you get there? Because I'm sure there are people say, this Cape Town, this picky fair. But how did you go there?
For both of us, our transport worked at 130 Rand. So we took the bus. We got onto the bus.
And how was that experience?
I slept on the bus.
All right.
But it was fun. I would rather take the bus than go with a taxi or a train. It's very safe. Okay, just a little bit longer because you stop in Bellville, all the places you stop, but it's safe. I got off at Cape Town. In Cape Town, you get off there. You could walk wherever you want to go. For me, it was very safe.
Okay, I mean, that's easy because I always want to say to people, you know, we find reasons why we can't do something or experience something, but if you go to any city in the world, public transport, people use it all the time. I use it when I'm traveling. I have not hired a car in a foreign country yet. So I think for me, if the more people use public transport, especially over weekend, they say safety comes in numbers. So I think we sit and point fingers and say it can't be used. And here you are, two girls from Paarl all the way to Cape Town on a bus.
And we came back this Sunday evening with a bus. And yeah, but what I also want, but I work for Yoda, but the canvas says, a lot of people have said to my sister, to myself, DM, Jelat klom geld, because when they saw the pictures and all of that stuff. So even if with the children aside, so my boys, there's no party this year. I don't think I will be doing parties for the next few years because of the free things you can get. So I'm going back to Cape Town with my boys for them to get the opportunity because it's their birthday. They get the bus. You know, the bus is also free for the children during the birthday month. But, yeah.
There are some restaurants that also offer items. So what did you
I had 100 Rand John Tory's voucher, you know. Not John, is it John? Yeah, John Tory's 100 Rand. I had cake from Mug and Bean. I had Wumpy dessert.
What did you have to
just download the app and register your birthday details, and then you get, literally, it starts even here in Paarl. You get a chocolate by ShopRite. You get a sweetie pie by Checkers. I was so surprised to see how many free things that I got.
I think Stekineko also, for movies, gives you a free movie ticket on your birthday.
Yeah, I didn't go that because for time consuming and all of that. And then the Sky Hotel. I got a voucher to go back because the day I was there, the weather was bad. So I couldn't go up there. So you pay, it's like 200 and something. And you'll pay literally like R100 to go up on your birthday. So I still need to go back for that.
That is quite an experience as well, because it takes you right up. Now, the Sky Hotel is opposite the convention center, which is downtown Cape Town. In fact, when you get up on the Sky, that chute that takes you up, you get a panoramic view of the harbor, the waterfront, the stadium, and then also the mountain. It's quite an experience, and the Sky Hotel is right opposite the Cape Town International Convention Center. Lulu, thank you so much for joining me. I wanted you to share this because I could talk about this thing because I'm from Cape Town, but for somebody from Paarl to experience it, I think it gives people more confidence that this is available and is accessible.
Lulu says so. So Cape Town will be taken over by Ali Wellington Semenza and Ali Perel Semenza. And it's a year is free for Mahala, I'm telling you.
And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please make sure your birthday, if you're in November, December, start planning because it's available for you during the next 2 months. It's. I hope you enjoyed the show. Until next week, same time, the new slot, 6:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night, straight after KC Soccer Kamar. Snowshot Khan for KC at Leisure. Cheers.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.